This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nothing like another hour of conversation. Doug Stiffen, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schilling. I've done it before, and I can do it again. I've done this once or twice, as Jennifer said. I'm trying to boost my confidence. I need confidence boosters today. I understand that if you do the things you fear to do, the fear will go away and you'll be more confident. Have you ever found that to be the case, Kara or Jennifer, that you have been afraid to do something and yet you did it and then you found it was? It's kind of like worrying. When you worry about things, what, 95% or 94% of all the things you worry about never come to pass anyway, so.
Yeah, never as bad as you think.
I used to hate talking on the phone with people. Like, yeah. I would put off calling people that I needed to or doctors to make appointments, and then eventually I got to the point where I would just make myself do it, and I realized it was way, way easier and caused way less stress if you just did it and got it over with.
Well, I think the point would be there with that example that if you fear making a mistake, if you do it, then you've rehearsed yourself, and even if you do make a mistake, you know what not to do the next time, so you'll be successful the next time you do it. I think that can be applied in any way. I find it more in life and love than anything else. Self-confidence comes from what you think of yourself, not what other people think of you. A lot of people are all worked up about, well, what will he think of me? If it's not, it doesn't make a difference what they think of you. What do you think?
Well, I think the biggest issue is that people think that what other people are thinking about them. It's actually a self-reflection of what you think about yourself. Other people are not thinking about you. Other people don't care.
Yeah,
That's interesting.
Mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all? In terms of relationships, I have these times, these moments of reflection that I go through regarding relationships. I've done this all my life. I found an overview, some research done by some folks at the National University, led by a prof named Sandy Lim, found that when people have hostile experiences at work, they're more likely to be angry and withdrawn when they go home. So if you work with jerks, it could be screwing up your relationship. There was a study of 56 different couples, their emotional states, an online survey that they took before they went to work and when they got home. How'd you feel when you left? I felt great. Went to work, I'm working with jerks, got home, I feel terrible. So if you're in a hostile work experience, that is, maybe somebody you work with condescending to you, they put you down, they don't like you, they talk about you behind your back, they're backstabbers, whatever, you're going to be much less pleasant when you get home. I think that stands to reason.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you're like Jennifer and you live alone, or like me and I live alone, who am I gonna be upset about or with?
I talk to the cat. I get really mad at the cat.
I don't even have that. The anger that you direct toward the aggressiveness of you direct toward your partner, or even maybe you keep it inside and it eats away at you, the stress there. The findings show that the experience of incivility was related to feelings of hostility, and I don't think that's a heavy stretch. When what you've got going on here, family members who don't understand why you're angry, they don't know what's going on at work. And why should they? You should leave work at work. But how many people do that? You don't do that now because of social media.
Yeah, you take it everywhere.
You take it everywhere.
Well, yeah, have you ever had that where, I mean, not even with yourself, but you have a significant other or a parent or a sibling or a roommate come home and they've had a terrible day at work and all they want to do is they're just venting, and then because they're venting, you get stressed out? I mean, I can definitely see how that would have a bad impact on relationships.
Yeah. Hostile environments at work, so get out of them. You want, what's more important, your work or your relationship at home? most people, if they've got any brains, will tell you that it's the relationship they have with a loved one at home, not at work, unless you work with somebody that you live with, which is a high risk.
That's not a good idea.
That's a high risk deal in and of itself. But a lot of people in this survey said that they know they have abuse issues with their partner. Time pressure leads to emotional exhaustion. They're not sharing things with their partner. And then you get angry, and then that partner gets angry with you. And it can be, look at all the numbers of divorces and separations and relationships that end sometimes over what seems to be nothing. But if you're working around people that are nuts, or they're just plain bad people, go find another job. Better to do that. Please don't go on welfare. But better to go and do that than to unless you don't care about your spouse. And then if that's the case, all right, you can be a jerk at work and at home.
Good for you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that works for you. There's a lot of discussion today. I'm looking at social media, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook at Good Day, about this crash of the plane over in Dubai. It was a Boeing 777, 282 people on the plane, 18 crew members. Apparently, nobody got killed. But if you look at the video of this, this is, again, more drama, and it'll be breaking news, and everybody will see the smoke, the explosion. The plane hits the ground, the front of it explodes, and then the billowing smoke from the burning of the plane as people get off the plane. But as far as I know, nobody was killed.
Yeah, CNN's having a good day, though. It could have been better.
Oh, they
could've
love it.
For CNN.
Yeah, it would have been better if somebody gotten killed. But
yeah, it's pretty unique that you can have something like that and people evacuate and make it off. That's good news.
Well, wasn't that the case, this 777 that crashed in San Francisco a couple of years ago? I think it was an Asiana plane. The pilot didn't know what the hell they were doing. They were talking to each other, and the plane was landing, and they weren't even paying attention to the land. So the plane crashed, and nobody got killed in the plane.
Well, remember,
a couple
those
of people got run over on the...
They got run over.
Yeah, right. But, there's people... There's always somebody with a video. There's somebody that was taking video of that plane as it landed, and just as the... And I don't even understand, it's hard to tell by looking at it. The plane looked like it had almost a normal touchdown. And those planes wouldn't explode on impact unless something else was going on. So, there is a bad... It looks like there was a bad storm there. I was watching something on a video that... I love planes. I love to travel. I love the things.
Yeah, you're
that,
a travel geek for sure.
Right. And I love to watch planes. I love to go to airports and just sit and watch the planes, wonder where all these people are going. And so you look at some of these things and wonder how they happen. For example, somebody sent me a video I watched Sunday morning for a little while of 747s landing or not landing at airports around the world because the bad weather. These planes could normally land under any conditions, but because these were in such, the weather was such, was so bad, the planes would touch down and they'd take off, or the plane would try to be landing going sideways. And you just wonder, what kind of common sense is involved in having a plane land in that circumstance? What are you, nuts? Why would you even think of having planes land? Go send them someplace else. But wow, oof, pretty amazing. All right, so the good news about this plane is that everybody on board is okay. Plane will never fly again. But the good news is the people are okay. 15 past the hour with Doug and Jen.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler. As a home improvement expert for the Money Pit, I get to try out lots of great products, and I featured the new Generac IQ 2000 portable inverter generator on Fox & Friends. Wow, was everyone impressed. If you're looking for portable power for tailgating, camping, parties, or when the power goes out, you'll love the Generac IQ 2000. It's quiet, smart, easy to use, and it's just $799, hundreds less than a Honda generator. The Generac IQ is the most versatile generator I've seen and will make sure you're never out of power. Order now and get free shipping, plus the first 100 listeners get a free copy of my book, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. But the only way to get this offer is to visit GeneracIQ.com or call 800-965-1172. For free shipping and a free copy of my book, call 800-965-1172. That's 800-965-1172 or online at GeneracIQ.com. GENERACIQ.com.
All right, 17 after the hour on the Good Day program. Here's the latest Jennifer's report on the wildfires in California. The season of visitation is at its peak, so this can't be helping travel and tourism. Travel and tourism around the country is, I think, going to be way off this year, and in part because of stuff like this, yes?
Yeah, I think so, especially when you think that it's not just California. It's actually seven of the western U.S. states, California to Nevada to Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, there, Washington. I mean, these are just, it seems like everything is on fire. But in California, Dougie, the fire that was near my house, the Sand Canyon fire, which was just north of L.A., seems to be pretty much all but out. It's contained. There's little pockets burning, but that's good news. The bad news is along the Big Sur coast, which is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah,
that is on fire. It's already burned 63 square miles near the coast. Central California firefighters are still working on it. It's been really hot, but the humidity has started to go up a little bit in California. So while that's a little bad for my hair, it's very good for the fire and the firefighters. It's also cooled off just a bit. So lower temperatures and higher humidity, firefighters are hoping to get it under control in Central California.
Yeah, it seems, when I look around the country at the weather today, it's a little bit better. It's quite nice here in the Northeast today. Beautiful blue skies, not much humidity. Temperature about 15 degrees cooler than it was the same time last week. It's nice to have things cool off and be pleasant. A lot of people now are, as crazy as it sounds, well, this is my last chance to have a vacation before Labor Day.
It's kind of true, though. I mean,
Labor Day is 1 month. Labor Day is a month from today.
I know. this wedding, my cousin's getting married, and it's, it was always so far off. It was in September, and I'm like, oh, my God, there's like a month. It's a month away.
Really? So with regard to the weather, I don't know how you're following the fish life there on the West Coast, Jennifer?
Fish. Oh, yes. The Delta smelt are my favorite.
Right. Mm-hmm. Some fish are coping with the changing chemistry of the oceans that may be linked to global warming by setting their body defenses to nighttime levels.
Huh.
So the water in the daytime is like the water at night, it would seem, for some. And so all of this carbon dioxide that comes from burning fossil fuels that's coming back down in the form of acid rain dropping into the ocean apparently is harming marine life. And so they're coping. You see, that's the, I don't know if there's a good side to it. There's always another side. You hear all these people, oh, global warming, my God, the world's coming to an end. Well, Mother Nature provides you and them with a way to adopt or adapt. Is it adopt or adapt? Is it an O or an A? Adapt, yes. They're adapting.
Adapt?
They're adapting.
Oh, they're adapting. Yeah, they're adapting.
So they're living.
Adopt if they had little baby fish.
Yes. So now what's happening is that they have changed their life and their routine to act like it's nighttime all the time. I don't know what that does to the social life.
How do they remember to do that? Don't fish only have like a 3-second memory?
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Did you forget?
I forgot. Boom, 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 boom. 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Father of Northwest, Southwest, East and West.
How could you be so witch of the evil?
Yes. So Kanye's been talking more about his bid for president. Thinks he should be the president in 2020. How many people are on to that?
You want to know the scary thing is because he's so well known and people are such idiots, he might have a chance.
Well, look at the current situation. Who would have thought it was anything other than a joke that Donald Trump would be running for president and people would actually be taking him seriously? I've certainly taken him seriously. You are taking him seriously, Jennifer.
For sure.
Yeah. So whether this guy's serious or not, if you look at what's going on today, anything can happen. He was doing an interview, said, quote, "We are numb to 500 children getting killed in Chicago a year. We're numb to the fact that we're having seven police shootings in Chicago since the beginning of July. Political aspirations," he says. "When I talk about the idea of being president, I'm not saying I have any political views. I don't have views on politics. I just have a view on humanity, on people, on the truth. If there's anything that can be done with my time, and then somehow maybe if I can make a difference, I will try to do it." So we're just kind of reviewing or paraphrasing what he has said. I don't think we've talked about him for a few weeks. He's an interesting character for sure. And again, as Jennifer said, so many people know who this guy is. And you know how ignorant the electorate is. The fact that only 9 people out of 100 turned out to vote in the primary shows you how ignorant people are of the process. Whatever the reason for that is, whether we're not teaching in our schools the right civics lessons or whatever it is. But, I mean, stranger things have happened, Jennifer. Stranger things have happened in Kanye West.
Can you imagine Kim Kardashian as the first lady?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Can you say booty in the White House?
There you go.
All right. I don't know why I said that. But.
And you have to enlarge the doors for both of their egos to get
in. Imagine how mad Swift would be if Kanye became president.
That would really be bad for Jay.
All right, here's the story of Kesha, her latest dismissal of a case which alleged physical, sexual, and verbal abuse against that guy, Dr. Luke. She wanted to terminate her contract with him and his company. She says, "I'm not giving in to this." She's focusing on New York, where the dispute's been Senate for a year instead of California. The reason that she dropped the case, shifting her legal strategy to the East Coast, is because of her deal with Kemosabe Records, which stipulates all contractual issues be litigated in New York, where Luke is suing Kesha for breach of contract. It is wonderful. What a great example of how the American business system works, right?
Yeah.
In a sense. The judge in California paused the suit, ruling that because the singer was seeking to avoid her contracts, she had to go to New York. So it's taken a year to get this thing. That's how crazy the court system is. It took her a year.
Tied up. Yeah. To get there.
Right. So what's that done to her psyche, to her ability to work and deliver? She's got a new album, I guess, with some new songs. I don't know. What does this tell you about human nature?
You know, I would at least say through this, she's had a crazy strong support system. There have been a ton of celebrities and just a ton of her fans who have shown her support. So I think she's probably doing okay.
Why do you think people support her as much as they do, or anybody in that circumstance?
Sympathetic to her.
Sympathetic, but I think she also has a strong fan base because she's a little weird, she's a little odd, and I think that appeals to all of the other people in the world who are a little bit weird. And yeah, they're really supportive of her.
All right. So that's the story on Kesha and Kanye. 28 past the hour.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the have and the have-dones. The haves install waterfalls in their living rooms. The have-dones enjoy local water parks and hundreds of other weekend activities. Mini golf? Think Groupon. Museum? Think Groupon. Summer fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
This report is brought to you by Kia Motors. Research suggests that millennials are applying for auto loans and buying cars at much the same rate as their parents. Last year, millennials accounted for 27% of new car sales in the U.S., making them the second largest group of buyers after baby boomers. But finding the right car can be daunting. With so many different makes and models available, how do you really know which car is right for you? James Bell, Director of Corporate Communications, Kia Motors.
The first thing to remember is that the right car for you is the one that's within your budget now and will enhance your lifestyle in the long term. Typically, I recommend that young buyers focus on finding a sedan, and a great choice is the Kia Optima, which offers style, value, performance, and the latest technology, including Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, all there to keep drivers connected.
Driving off the lot in your first car is a veritable rite of passage. Find more information and tips at
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Service. This is the Good Day program. It is Doug and Jennifer without Victoria, who will wish well, hold a good thought for. Kara's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Television tonight will see a CNN-hosted debate or discussion. What is this? This is a town hall event, actually, for Governors Gary Johnson and Bill Weld. This is for the Libertarians. We got the Republicans got the Democrats. I think this is good for CNN to do something like this. Be the first high-profile event for these two. And maybe they'll make a splash. People see all this foolishness going on. The CNN poll out today shows Clinton has 45% bump up from last week. Trump went from 44% to 37%. Johnson and Weld holding steady around 9 or 10%. Ms. Stein for the Green Party has 5% support. That went up after the Clinton Democratic National Convention, actually.
Yeah, that's where a lot of Bernie people have been talked into going, is to the Jill Stein camp. Gary Johnson needs to get to 15% to make it onto a debate stage, which would be crucial for him to have a successful run.
Yeah.
Maybe this town hall will
do
that for him.
Yeah. I like Bill Weld. I wish he were the candidate. I think he's much better than Johnson. But it's an interesting pair, the two of them. And I think that we'll all, the reason I would not normally talk about this, frankly, but I think that this would help you, many of you, to get an idea of what these people stand for. If you don't like the choices that are presented, more and more and more people are saying the same thing. I don't like them. I don't like either one of them. So here's a way for you to see what some of the other options are. And it may be that it works. There are those who would say that if you vote for these guys, you're going to assure that Hillary Clinton wins. I'm not so sure about that, frankly. I think they're more appealing to the middle of the roader, the libertarian, these two
typically
guys.
Typically, libertarians take away from the Republican side, but Gary Johnson is definitely more of a liberal libertarian.
Yeah, he's a liberal libertarian.
Yeah, I mean, he's very liberal as far as...
Bill Weld is sort of, too.
Yeah, conservatives don't like this libertarian pairing because they don't necessarily protect religious freedoms. There's a lot of different stuff that they are not against. The reason I can't get on board with them is just simply because they turn a blind eye to national security, and I think at this point that's really dangerous. I don't think that that's the right move for us moving forward, but hey, everybody gets a vote.
Yeah, I don't. I think we have too much money spent on national defense. What are we getting for our money is more the question for me than what we actually have. What are we doing with that $700 billion that's being spent? That's another thing, that we're not getting any discussion on waste, fraud, corruption, abuses. These two characters just take swings at each other, and the support staff is taking swings at each other. What issues are we hearing discussed? Zero. None. So I want them to take a stand on nachos, for example. I think it's time we find out whether these Miss Clinton likes nachos.
Real cheese or cheese whiz?
Well, actually, the new dessert nachos that are out, there's a survey from the Center for Science of the Public Interest, which most people don't realize is Scientology. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
The Center for they couch the. So does that
they
mean
do
that this
some interesting stuff?
Yeah,
I mean,
right. It doesn't discredit them.
Right.
This is food news. The unveiling of this survey of the most unhealthy restaurant meals, the most calorie laden appetizers,
yeah,
the entrees, the drinks, the desserts from the big chains around the country. It's number one at Pizzeria Uno. The whole hog burger.
That doesn't sound fattening at all.
No, it sounds great. Like a Carl's Jr. pile of fat. This is over a pound of meat, bacon, prosciutto cheese, pepperoni on the side.
Of course.
You can pick four different types of cheese. There's garlic mayonnaise that's used on it, pickles, and a side of fries or onion rings. Total calories.
Make that fries and onion rings.
Listen to this. One of these burgers as a meal, 2,850 calories. That's the winner.
At that point, do you even count?
Oh, my God.
When you're up there that much with the burgers, come on.
All right, next up on the list of really bad, unhealthy meals from Jersey Mike Subs, a giant chipotle cheese steak with peppers and onions. Spicy mayo, 1,850 calories.
Wow.
I don't know too much about
it. I just had Jersey Mike's for the first time yesterday for lunch, actually.
Where is it in L.A.? I don't know where they are.
Well, they're all over. They're a chain. But we actually have one by our new office. And so everybody's like, you have to try Jersey Mike's, because I have not been to the store. So I want to start packing my lunches, but I can't. And had sandwiches. And they were good. I had chicken, though, so it was probably a little better than that.
Yeah. All right. So this is good news.
I hope it was.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Cheesecake Factory. They always have too much food and it's all fattening. It's good. Fried chicken and waffles.
That
Eggs
doesn't
Benedict.
Do it for me.
Ew, no, it sounds terrible. Fried chicken and waffles Benedict.
People love it. It's a thing, but it doesn't do it for me.
Chicken strips, poached eggs, hollandaise sauce, a Belgian waffle, and maple syrup. 2,580 calories. Okay, here, listen to this one. They build your sampler at Applebee's. You can use 2, 3, 4, 5 different appetizers. You can have cheeseburger egg rolls, soft pretzels, beer, cheese dip, chicken quesadilla, buffalo wings, spinach, and artichoke dip. 3,390 calories, boys and girls. See what else we got here. Dave and Buster's short rib and cheesy mac steak sandwich with beef short ribs, macaroni and cheese, tater tots, 1,900 calories, 42 grams of saturated fat. Yeah, that'll be good
That's
for you.
That's the good kind of fat.
All right. Sonic, the R44 grape slush with candy rainbow, a rainbow candy.
That sounds like a waste to me. Like having a large amount of calories in a drink, that's a lot.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
900 calories for that, by the way.
We got any spots for Buffalo Wild Wings this week, Kara?
I think this is enough of one.
Really?
Although I don't know if anybody will go after this.
A fried flour tortilla with 4 scoops of ice cream and sugar on top of that. With gooey breaded cheesecake bites.
Actually, I would eat that.
2,100 calories, 64 grams of saturated fat.
Sounds pretty good.
Oh, my God. These are the worst, the most unhealthy meals available at public restaurants in the country, ladies and gentlemen. Aren't you happy you were listening?
So if you eat anything else, you're doing all right.
Right.
You know what, Jen? I agree with you, though, that it's such a waste on the drinks when they have that many calories, because it's the same with Starbucks. You get any of the Frappuccinos or anything, especially the, like, what's the biggest one?
The Trenta.
Yeah, that thing is huge. Right. But that must have, like, 1,000 calories in it. And then you drink it. And
you're still hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
Load me up with a fried cheesecake. I'd rather chew something.
For those of you who go out drinking late at night, McDonald's is testing a walkthrough for drunk customers instead of driving to do a walkthrough. Middle of the night cravings for a Big Mac. The move certainly is going to be a good one for every drunk, every McDonald's lover that's out late at night. They're trying it in England first. McDonald's spokeswoman said that the walkthrough came about as a way of inviting customers to a new restaurant that was right next to a new nightclub. So they walk out of the nightclub and they walk over to McDonald's and they... Yeah, they'd, give me a
You know, this,
again,
is, this is entrepreneurship at its finest, because there's nothing I want more than when I leave a bar than like a piece of pizza or a cheeseburger.
Yeah. There you go. That'll sober you right up. Okay, in a moment, Whole Foods has a new slogan, or maybe not, 43 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
He sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
This report is brought to you by S.C. Johnson. Mosquitoes. We all know they can cause itchy, irritating bites during the summer season. But did you know only female mosquitoes bite your skin? Or that the chemicals in your breath can attract mosquitoes? Scientists at the S.C. Johnson Entomology Research Center have been studying insects for 60 years and have found that body chemistry, proximity to water, and the color of your clothing can make a difference if you want to avoid bites. Dr. Maude Meyer, an S.C. Johnson bug expert, is here to share some tips to help you protect your family from mosquitoes this summer.
Our research at S.C. Johnson shows that personal repellents that contain DEET offer the best protection against mosquito bites. DEET affects the scent receptors in mosquitoes, making it difficult for them to recognize humans as a food source. In order to best protect your family, look for effective personal repellents like Off that contain DEET.
For more facts and tips on avoiding mosquito bites this summer, visit www.scjohnson.com/mosquitoes.
Don't miss out on the lowest prices of the season event at Sam's Club this Saturday, August 6th. Get a Vizio 55-inch 4K SmartCast TV, just $428. Doors open at 7 a.m. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
46 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn with the Kara at the controls. Okay, so Whole Foods went to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to somehow trademark world's healthiest grocery store. However, the Food and Drug Administration said, not so fast. Listen to this.
Whole Foods applied to get a new slogan, World's Healthiest Grocery Store. But that idea was rejected. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office says that claim is way too hard to prove. The agency called the phrase laudatory. After all, it would be almost impossible to determine how healthy every grocery store in the world is. Whole Foods already markets itself as America's healthiest grocery store, but the world's healthiest is a tougher sell. Interestingly, Whole Foods doesn't actually have that many stores in other countries. The Washington Post reports the chain operates in just three countries. Although it launched its first location abroad in 2002, it still only has 20 stores outside the U.S. But last year, the company did announce plans to expand in Canada. If the chain wants to pursue the world's healthiest trademark, it has 6 months to respond to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Okay, so I got a better idea.
Yeah.
I always have a better idea.
You do.
Instead of calling himself the world's healthiest grocery store, this is much better and much more accurate. The world's most expensive grocery store.
Definitely.
How about that?
Yeah, and not hard to prove. Just walk in.
No, that's easily proved. Wasn't it last week or the week before?
The scariest grocery store. I always feel so intimidated in there with all the yogis in there. It's crazy.
There's a Wegmans opening. You don't know what a Wegmans is.
I don't know Wegmans.
Wegmans is a supermarket chain that I think started either Buffalo or Rochester, New York, and they spread all around New York State. Now they're coming into New England. They are fabulous. And they will give
Whole
Foods.
What is it similar to?
Well, it's Whole Foods, but they prepare things. They have an atmosphere in there that's warm and family-like. You can test foods. You can do all kinds of things. But the quality is what is so remarkable about them. They really have extraordinary quality, and that's what they're known for. So moving into the area, that'll be good. They're in a mall, though. I don't want to go to a mall.
Well,
I'd rather
weird.
Myself. So, yeah, it is kind of weird. All right, Jennifer, name me one Olympic athlete going to Rio. Name one.
Is Ryan Lochte going? But he's not swimming, right?
No, he's going. He's swimming.
He's swimming?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
How about him?
Okay. Are you going to give me the same one, Kara? Have you got a separate one, another one?
I'm going to give you Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky and Simone Biles. And
what's the story with Simone Biles? I've been reading a lot about her. What's her story?
She's a gymnast, and I think people think she might be the best that has ever been. She's
really?
Apparently really great all around. So
as a gymnast?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How old is she?
Probably not even in her 20s, if that, like 20. Because don't gymnasts stop at, like, 22?
Yeah, they always look very young.
Yeah.
What about, you said Phelps. I didn't know. Phelps, I thought, was done. He's going back to the Olympics.
Yeah, he's going back. Yeah. Well, because he broke the record for the first man to go to 5 Olympics in a row, I think.
That fencing lady. What's her name?
I love her. That fencing lady.
Mohammed. I don't know what her first name is. But she looks like she's going to be somebody to contend with.
Beefy arms, Dougie?
No, not necessarily. 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Of movies, DVDs, videos, the man that I know who knows more about this than anybody else I know is Chuck Curry. Now we have in the background music from Apocalypse Now. Help celebrate Martin Sheen's 75th birthday while he continues to sleep with Sam Waterston. What's the name of that? Gracie and what's the name of that show?
Grace and Frankie.
Frankie, right, yeah. Where's that on? Is that HBO?
It's on Netflix.
Netflix.
It's on Netflix. Okay. I forgot about Netflix.
You're very familiar with that, right, Doug?
What, Sleeping with Another Man?
No.
Oh.
Watching shows on Netflix.
I actually, yeah, I mean, for quite a while I've been watching some shows on Netflix. The binge watch of House of Cards and Scandal and some of the stuff, the other stuff that's on. Yeah, it's kind of fun to do.
Cool.
All right, so the focus on Apocalypse Now, and more maybe Martin Sheen. Martin Sheen's had a pretty varied career. Would you say he was an A-level guy, A-minus?
I would say a highly respected character actor who has made his mark over a 40-year-plus span.
Right.
He's a very good actor. I mean, most people would know him probably for West Wing. You know, the fascinating thing about Apocalypse Now, he, I don't know if people remember this, Martin Sheen took a heart attack on the set of that film at the age of 36.
Yes, he's had heart trouble all his life, yeah.
Yeah, and if you look at the IMDb fact page of that movie, it's quite fascinating. I mean, the stuff with Marlon Brando, they hired him. They thought he knew extensive knowledge about the novel that the movie was based on. He knew nothing.
Yeah.
He didn't know his lines when he showed up on set. He was incredibly overweight. The way they shot his character. He didn't remember his dialogue. I mean, there's some amazing stuff behind the scenes on that film. And it took Francis Ford Coppola, believe it or not, 3 years to edit that movie before it was finally released.
What an impact it had, though, Chuck. What an impact it had.
Well, they don't make movies like that anymore.
No.
I mean,
no.
That was a raw shoot, a grueling shoot that took a very long time. But Martin Sheen was, the lead, and he was quite good in that movie.
Yep. Speaking of big movies, Bad Moms is out in a moment, a story of a mom's night out to see the movie Bad Moms. It didn't work out so well for the moms. That's coming right up here.
Hey guys, a new semester is coming up, which means another chance to set your style right with JCPenney. Rush into our back-to-school sale and find Guys Levi's 514 straight fit jeans for only $39.99. Or come in and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store or at jcp.com. Finding jeans that will survive the whole semester at a great price? That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 8-3 to 8-6. Levi's and some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus, special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
All right, so Chucker, there was a in Lincoln, Nebraska, they have the Moms Night Out group, and they went to see this group of moms, went to see Bad Moms. Seven of the women were kicked out of the cinema for being what theater management considered bad moms.
Really?
The babysitter of one of the women canceled, so she took her nine-month-old baby to the showing. The policy of the theater is no children younger than six can attend, so she got tossed, and then one of the other mothers who went to the movie said the baby hadn't made a peep, and she got upset, so they threw her out. By the time they were done, they'd thrown all of these moms out. So, I don't know whether that...
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you ever go to a non-animated movie with a bunch of crying babies?
I don't... If there's a crying baby in the movie, I'm going to sit somewhere else or I'm going to another movie. I just get up and go to find another movie. I'm going to sit and listen to that. They shouldn't be allowed in. All right, what's else got in the movie news here?
One really big story I find pretty interesting and almost bizarre. Warner Brothers finds itself in the same place as when they released Batman vs. Superman doing damage control, as the advance reviews of Suicide Squad, majority of them very negative. And I'm sure the people looking forward to this film, it's not fair to judge because I'm in the minority and I've gone on record saying I'm a big fan of Batman vs. Superman. But as a studio, they can't be happy with just 33% positive reviews.
I saw the trailer. It looks awful to me. 59 past the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.